Are you curious about what quantitative research is? And whether it is suitable for your study or not? You're not alone. Simply put, quantitative research is a method researchers choose based on the needs of their study. To pick the best research method, researchers should know all their options. Choosing the suitable method depends on a few key factors, such as the research question, the study type, time and cost, as well as available data and respondents. There are two forms of research, primary and secondary. Similarly, there are two main research methods, quantitative and qualitative. Quantitative research aims to test or confirm a theory or idea. Qualitative research, on the other hand, seeks to understand a topic or explain why certain patterns happen. Today, we will discuss quantitative research.
What is quantitative research?
So, let's begin. Definition. Quantitative research is a process where numbers are used to study. Instead of just talking about ideas and feelings, we measure and count things. This helps us find patterns, test whether our ideas are correct, and guess what might happen in the future. For instance, we want to know why people buy certain products. In that case, we could ask a bunch of people questions. Then, we can use numbers to see what the answers tell us. Or, if we want to know how safe a new medicine is, we could give it to a group of people and track their health using numbers. So, when we do quantitative research, we're looking for things that we can count or measure. As a result, this makes it great for studying things like business, where we can look at numbers like sales and profits.
What is primary research?
Definition, types, and examples.
Why use quantitative research?
Quantitative research is a way to study things using numbers and data. Hence, making it a favorite choice for many students and professionals. So, let's explore the main reasons why people choose this method, clear and trustworthy results. Quantitative research uses numbers and data that anyone can check or repeat. This means the results are trustworthy and based on facts, not opinions. For example, someone wants to know what foods kids like the most. If that is the case, they could survey many kids and get exact numbers for each food, making their findings clear and specific. Useful for bigger groups. When researchers study a lot of people, quantitative research helps them find patterns that might be true for even more people.
When you do a study about favorite
sports among middle school students in one town, it could give you insights into what other kids in different towns might like too. Helps make predictions. Quantitative research can also help researchers make guesses about the future. When we look at patterns in the data, we can predict what might happen next. For example, a business could study what toys are popular this year and then use that data to guess what might be popular next year. Helpful in making decisions. People use quantitative research to make intelligent choices in fields such as health and finance. This research provides accurate data in order to back up decisions. For instance, a school might look at the numbers of how kids learn best to point out the best teaching methods. How to write a quantitative research proposal? Writing a research proposal means planning the steps you will take to answer a big question. This plan helps others understand why it is important, as well as how you will do it. So, here's how to make a clear and simple research proposal, title and research problem. Start with a title that is clearly showing what your study is about. A good title is specific and also helps readers understand what they will be reading. For example, if you're looking at how social media affects students, you could use a title like, "The Effect of Social Media on High School Grades." Then, you can explain the research problem. That is the part that tells what you want to find out or understand better. For example, you might want to see if the amount of time students spend on social media affects their grades. Background and reason for the study. At this point, say why the topic matters. In addition, briefly talk about what other studies have shown and why your study could help. If you're studying how social media affects
research
showing social media's effect on kids' learning. Goals and predictions, hypothesis. Write down what you hope to learn, your goals, as well as what you think will happen, your hypothesis. For example, if you're studying how online ads affect people's shopping, then your hypothesis might be that certain types of ads make people more likely to buy things online. Methodology, how you'll do the study. So, this is the central part of your proposal.
It explains the following: who you'll study, describe the people you want to learn about, how you'll collect data, will you use surveys, experiments, or another method? How you'll analyze the data, explain the math or statistics you'll use to study the results. In a word, this section is key because it shows exactly how you'll do the study and get answers. Expected results and importance. Share what you think you will find, and also why it matters. Business ads, then your results might help companies make better ads. Timeline and budget, if needed. It is vital to enumerate a schedule for each part of your study. If you need money to do your study, list the cost. As a result, this helps people see that you have carefully planned your project. Understanding quantitative research methods. Quantitative research means collecting numbers as well as facts to find answers. Picking the right method is important because it can make results more accurate. The following are some methods you might use. Surveys. Surveys are when you collect a lot of information from many people quickly. In this case, ask questions, and you can give them out online, over the phone, or in person. They're good for learning about people's habits. For instance, how often students study, and if it helps, you can reach a lot of people fast. Con, but people might not be sincere. Experiments. Experiments test how changes affect things. For example, in science class, you might test how plants grow with different amounts of water. Experiments are good if we take the case of cause and effect relationships. Pro, they have the ability to demonstrate clear cause and effect. Con, though it needs a controlled space, it might not show real-life situations. Observational studies. In observational studies, you watch people in real-life situations without changing anything. For instance, you might watch how students interact during group work. Pro, shows natural behavior. Con, it may have less control, thus making it harder to be exact. Secondary data analysis. This uses information that someone else already collected before. For example, it's cheaper because you're using health records to see trends in exercise and health. Pro, saves time as well as money. Con, but you can't control the data quality. Also read, what is secondary research? Definition, types, and examples. Correlational studies. Correlational studies look at the relationship between things. For instance, how hours of study might relate to test scores. These studies can't say one thing causes another, they're connected. Pro, easier and cheaper than experiments. Con, on the contrary, you can't prove cause and effect, so choose a method that fits your question, budget, and needs. All these methods help researchers discover new information and also add to what we know in the different methods. Quantitative research methods help us collect data with numbers and patterns, which makes it easier to find answers to research questions. Hence, knowing about different types of these methods can help researchers pick the best one for their study. The following are some common types: descriptive research. Descriptive research describes characteristics or behaviors in a group without explaining why they happen. It answers what questions, thus giving a clear picture of trends or patterns. For example, a descriptive research study might look at, how many hours do high school students study each day? Uses, often used in areas such as social sciences and public health. Examples, surveys on people's opinions as well as studies tracking health trends. Limitations, it shows what is happening, but doesn't explain why it's happening. Quantitative research methods help us collect data with numbers and patterns, which makes it easier to find answers to research questions. Hence, knowing about different types of these methods can help researchers pick the best one for their study. The following are some common types: descriptive research. Descriptive research describes characteristics or behaviors in a group without explaining why they happen. It answers what questions, thus giving a clear picture of trends or patterns. For example, a descriptive research study might look at, how many hours do high school students study each day? Uses, often used in areas such as social sciences and public health. Examples, surveys on people's opinions as well as studies tracking health trends. Limitations, it shows what is happening, but doesn't explain why it's happening.
uses, often used in science, such as psychology and healthcare. Examples: clinical tests for new medicines, experiments in classrooms. Limitations: experiments can cost a lot and may not apply to real life. Quasi-experimental research. Quasi-experimental research is like experimental research, but it doesn't use random groups. This method is used when it's hard to divide people randomly, like studying how tutoring helps kids in specific schools. For instance, does tutoring help improve math scores in middle school? Uses: useful in education, public policy, and social sciences. Examples: studies that compare different groups. Limitations: without random groups, it's harder to say if the results are indeed caused by the factor studied. Comparative research. Comparative research compares two or more groups to find similarities as well as differences. So, it is common in social sciences and education, helping us understand. For example, do students in public schools and private schools have different levels of motivation? Uses: often used in sociology, education, and also cultural studies. Examples: studies that compare teaching styles or cultural behaviors. Limitations: comparisons can be affected by biases or outside influences. Advantages of quantitative research. Let's look at the benefits of quantitative research. Clear and fair results: uses numbers in order to make results transparent and fair, which means less chance of personal opinions affecting the study. Broad use of data: studies a big group, so the results can be used to understand other similar groups, too. Helps predict future trends: simply put, finds patterns that help predict what might happen next. This is helpful in areas such as money and business. Better decision making: uses math to check if the results are valid, helping people make wiser choices based on the data.
Uses organized tools,
fast data collection, like surveys, to quickly collect and study data. Disadvantages of quantitative research. Let's look at the limitations of quantitative research. Less detail: answers what is happening but doesn't explain why it's happening. Hard to change: that is to say, it follows strict steps, which makes it hard to alter the study partway through. Might miss important details: in other words, it turns big ideas into simple numbers, which could miss some critical details. Tricky to understand fully: needs careful thinking to make sure the numbers are understood correctly. Expensive and time-consuming: that is, it often takes a lot of time, money, and people to do well. Also read: how to publish a research paper. What is quantitative data analysis? Quantitative data analysis is the study of numbers, whether to find patterns or answers to questions. Researchers collect data like test scores or survey results, what it tells them. So, this helps them find meaningful conclusions and answer questions about their study. Data analysis can be both simple, like adding up numbers, and complex, involving detailed calculations, depending on what the research is about. Types of quantitative data analysis. Descriptive analysis. Descriptive analysis helps organize and summarize data so we can see overall patterns. For example, it can show the average score on a test or the most common grade. It includes the following: mean, the average of all the numbers to demonstrate a typical value. Median, the middle value in a set of numbers, which is helpful if some numbers are much higher or lower than the rest. Mode, the most common value to illustrate what happens the most often. For instance, in a study about student grades, descriptive analysis could show both the average grade and the most common grade in the class. Inferential analysis goes a step further by trying to make predictions based on a sample of data. Researchers use tools to test if their findings apply to a larger group. For example, in a study on social media, specifically, researchers might look for a link between how often teenagers use social media and their self-esteem. Correlational analysis. Correlational analysis looks at the connection between two or more things to see if they change together. In spite of that, this does not mean one causes the other. For instance, a health study might look at the connection between diet and exercise. Comparative analysis. Comparative analysis is used to compare groups within the data to point out and find similarities or differences. For example, in an education study, researchers might compare the grades of students who do activities after school up against those who don't.
Regression analysis. Regression analysis studies how one main factor, in particular, is affected by other factors, independent variables. As a result, this can help researchers predict outcomes. For instance, in business, it might help predict sales as a result of advertising spending. Steps in quantitative data analysis. Data cleaning. Researchers check the data for mistakes or extreme values in order to ensure it is accurate and reliable. Data coding and entry. Then, they organize the data by labeling it, so they can analyze it quickly, especially when using computer software. Data analysis and interpretation. After that, researchers analyze the data based on their goals. Later, they interpret or explain what the numbers mean. Reporting results. Finally, they share their findings in tables, graphs, or charts. As a result, others can understand the trends and relationships in inferential statistics. Statistics help researchers make sense of data. Descriptive statistics show basic information about the data. At the same time, inferential statistics help predict or generalize findings. Descriptive statistics. It summarizes data to find general patterns without making broader predictions. Key types include the following: mean, average. Adds up all values and divides by the total number, giving the average. For instance, finding the average time students spend on homework. Median. The middle value in a sorted list. That helps when data has extreme values. For example, the median income is often used instead of the average in income studies. Mode. That is the most common value in a set of data. For instance, find the product that is most bought by a group. Shows the difference between the highest as well as lowest values. For example, the range of test scores in a class can show performance spread. Standard deviation. Shows how spread out the values are around the mean. For instance, a health study may show different recovery times. Inferential statistics. Inferential statistics use data from a sample to make guesses about a larger group. Some examples include the following: t-test. Compares averages between the two groups to see if they differ. For instance, testing if a STEM workshop helped improve student scores. Chi-square test. Examines relationships between categories. For example, checking if exercise habits are related to stress levels. ANOVA. Compares averages across three or more groups. For instance, comparing test scores from different teaching methods. Regression analysis. Studies the connection between factors to predict if advertising affects sales. Correlation coefficient. Measures how two things relate, from -1, opposite, to +1, same. For instance, studying if more sleep affects mood. Also read the best 400+ quantitative research topics and ideas. Conclusion. Quantitative research is a way to study things by counting and measuring so we get precise answers. It is structured and gives clear results. This makes it a go-to method for many areas, from science to business. With numbers, we can find patterns, make predictions, and support decisions. Quantitative research is all about turning questions into facts we can trust, helping us better understand the world in simple. Publish your work with expert help. We can increase your chances of acceptance. So, make your mark in your field with Journal Publisher. Our expert editing services help you refine academic writing with the following: dissertation editing services, research paper editing services, thesis editing services.